This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
You know what the interesting thing about family is? That it doesn't matter how practicing you are from an Islamic point of view. And obviously, the majority of the folks that would get involved in studying and watching things like this and studying a course like the one that I'm teaching here, it doesn't matter whether you are really advanced in your Islam and very pious or just a beginner and a basic person. Everyone suffers with their family. The challenges of parents either supporting you or being against you. They've been practicing, maybe they're not. Maybe the same deen as you, maybe not. Different values, almost definitely. Then the family politics that come with the extended family. So not just brothers and sisters and the like, but then the cousins and the and mahrams and non-mahrams and all of the issues that come with that. The khandan and baradari issues, those back home, ethnic issues. Then kids themselves and the challenges that come with parenting in the modern age. Protect This House has been my most successful and my most intense work that I've ever done, probably the one I'm most proud of, because it's a combination of a number of years of me studying Al-Adab Al-Mufrad, which is a hadith text by Imam al-Bukhari, which I was able to appropriate into a program that combines the classical theory on the issues and the fiqh and the adab that are required when it comes to all of our family politics and relationships and interactions with all of the members, up and down, meaning parents and up and then children and down. But then also allowed me to study with some educators and some professionals and combine it all with, of course, my own children going through all of their years and ages and their tarbiyah and their education and put it into a package which so many of the folks who have been watching this video will have taken, but this is probably maybe the first time to a younger folks or a younger generation or those that are being made to be aware of this kind of content for the first time. This is one of Al-Maghrib's most popular classes. The gratification that I get, bifadlillah, meeting random people and saying, oh, just wanted to say, Protect This House changed my life. Protect This House saved this. Protect This House. It came at the right time. And it's something that speaks for itself bifadlillah azza wa jal. And if it wasn't as important as it was first time round, to know and understand the psyche of all of these members of our family and how to deal with them in the best way possible, the husbands and wives as well. And if it wasn't as important as it was when it came out 10 years ago, now the challenges are even more stark, especially with our children. The way that Western culture has pervaded into the value system, and especially, of course, our theology, especially our aqidah, especially how we are meant to protect our identity, and the identity war, which has been waged by not just the left. You see, there's this very easy way of just blaming the left and blaming the Democrats and blaming the liberals. But the truth is that the world, even in its counter-reaction to the whole woke and the whole kind of, you know, trying to be modern agenda of what you might call the left, the right has contributed and confused the whole situation as well. And of course, only Islam, we believe that, but you need to see it and you need to be sure of it so that you can practice it yourself and then propagate it to others as well. Islam is the only solution, the balanced way, the correct way, and the only way that your kids are going to be successful. We've got to remove all of our aspirations from the dunya that we thought that were the targets that we needed to achieve when it comes to our children's education, and to slightly, you know, repurpose them, not throw them out. We never throw the baby out with the bathwater. We understand that the Prophet ﷺ came to complete that which is good, get rid of that which is wrong. And there's much which is good in our culture, in our ethnic cultures and our back home cultures, quote unquote, and then in even the cultural way that we practice our Islam, and then of course our modern cultures as well, and some of the sciences that are involved in improving the way that we parent and the way that we interact with others. This is a very comprehensive class. As I said, a raw class as well, one which I enjoy so much being able to be challenged and then challenge folks back. to make people think outside the box in what is probably the most important interaction that we're going to have. You can be the best Muslim in the world, but if you're not looking after your parents properly, and I don't just mean the way that you think you're looking after your parents, but actually how Allah expects them to be looked after. And if you're not making your children your number one priority, if you're not protecting your house, then what was it all for anyway? So I invite you all, if you've taken this class before, then tell others. And if you are just wondering, is this for me? I don't even have children, or you will soon. And forget the children aspect. What about the aspects of the husband and the wife? And forget about that as well if you're not married. What about what's happening with your family, with your mother, with your close siblings? This is a class for everybody, essential, obligatory knowledge, and probably one of the most beneficial and useful things that you will ever cover, all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace and mercy. I invite you to protect this house. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.